And this week, we're going to be dealing with the helmet of salvation. All right. So before we start, we're going to read the anchor scripture, which is Ephesians 6. It says, "Put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation." So, in your groups, may you please discuss this question. What do you think the helmet of salvation is, and how will it help us in the spiritual warfare? You have about 2 minutes. All right. So does anyone, just one person, want to say what they think the helmet of salvation is? Amber? Okay, Tammy.
So we spoke about the helmet of salvation being there to protect your mind from getting attacked from the devil, and like, you know, because he attacks you when you're sleeping at night. So during your dreams, the helmet is there like to protect you. And spoke about like it's a journey to like to being a Christian. So the helmet is there to keep it on and not to take it off.
All right. So from the Longman Dictionary, a helmet is a strong covering that protects the head. So if you're on a motorcycle, you have a helmet. If you're skating, many people don't, but you have a helmet. If you're riding a bike as a beginner, you usually have a helmet, and it protects your head. But people, you know, they decide to just take off the helmet once they're the master of it all. Salvation, in the dictionary, says it's something that saves or preserves you from danger. And it says, in a religious definition, it is being saved from power, from the power and effect of evil. But I choose to say salvation is a gift from God to save humanity from sin. Right. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." So God created us in the beginning in his own image. He said, "Let us make man in our own image." And that image got distorted. Like, it was ruined, it was perverted, and sin entered, and people just decided to do whatever they want to do, live their best life. And because of that, Jesus said, God said, "Okay, I'm going to send the one person that I love." John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so when he died on the cross, he took all our sins. And when we confess with our mouth and believe that he is God, then we are saved from darkness, right? We have salvation because of that. But you should know that a true Christian desires to be free from sin, not sin freely. Because usually when we say, okay, God is now my Lord and Savior, I am now established to get into heaven. It's my right to get into heaven. So now I'm going to live my life. And then when I go to sleep, I'm going to tell God, "God, I'm sorry. You have to understand that this is life. And, you know, I have to live my best life. I have to go and do the wildest things while I live while I'm young." You know, like Wiz Khalifa, he says, "What? So what? We get drunk. So what? We smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees." You know, so sometimes when we're Christian, we take that for advantage, and it's hyper-grace now. When you're going to God and saying, "God, forgive me. God, do this," when you know that what you're doing is a sin. But we should know that as true Christians, we should not do that. As true Christians, we should believe in Christ. We should act like Christ because we were created to be like Christ. It says, "God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we rely and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. We should also know that salvation does not mean you're immune to temptation and sin. So just because you're a child of God doesn't mean now your life is super easy. The enemy knows that God has a special plan for you. And so he's going to keep on attacking you so that you leave God. Like, Job was so consistent with God. And because of that, the enemy was like, okay, if you remove all these things you're giving to Job, he will stop serving you. And God was like, okay, me, I know Joseph, you know. No, sorry, Job. I know Job. And Job would not do this. Okay, take away his children. All of his children, gone. Take away his health. Take away his everything. But still, he remained in Christ. And his wife was even like, hey, dude, just curse God and die once, you know. But he was like, no, I know God will save me from this. And so with salvation, we have to know who Christ is in us. And we have to keep on standing in our faith because, you know, what the enemy is trying to do is make us weary. And if we let go of what we believe in, then we lose out on God's blessings and heaven. So, understanding the helmet of salvation, we should know that, like I was saying, you're created to be like Christ. Know your position in Christ. Know that you're a child of God. It says when he died on the cross for us, we're given the right to be called his children. And that is our identity. It says in Colossians 2:6-7, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. I want to read from the LB translation. Not sure what it is, but it's the LB translation. It says, let your roots grow down in Christ and draw up nourishment from him. See that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth. So, when we are children of God, we should grow deep within him. And when our roots grow deep, no matter what the enemy does, we will not be shaken. What is it? The lyrics of the new song by Langa Ngizo Libiza, it says, the name of the Lord, it's in Psalms, is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved, right? And so we should know the name of the Lord. We should know that we're his children, and we should always run to him when we go through the most, right? Because we are created to be like Christ. And when Christ was tempted, he just went back to God. He didn't try and do things in his own power. The helmet, it protects your mind, like Tammy was saying. Romans 12:2a says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You are transformed to think like Christ through the process of sanctification. So when you have received salvation, you don't now just stop. Like I was saying, you don't now sin freely, but you continue to live in a Christian manner, in a godly way, right? Because through that, when you receive the Holy Spirit, he continues to change your mind. Also by reading the word day and night, Psalms 1:1, it says, bless those who do not walk in the ways of the sinners and in the path of the mockers, meditate on the word of the Lord day and night. And there will be like a tree planted on the riverbanks, and the leaves are evergreen in and out of season, and they bear fruit. So when our roots are in Christ, in and out of season, in winter, when people leave, when people betray you, when people are dying, you know, your leaves just stay green. Like, yes, it's painful, but you have the peace of God with you, like the gospel of truth, the peace with the readiness of the shoes. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Also, we should know that obedience unlocks God's power. So when, okay, let me explain this. We must cooperate with the Holy Spirit's work. When God tells us to do something, we should do it. Because when you don't do it, His Spirit does not work. He doesn't, like, if you don't do it God's way, His protection is not there. Because God wants you to depend on Him. And so when you don't depend on Him, He just removes His protection. Like we see when the Israelites were not depending on God, He would remove His protection. He didn't cause the Philistines to come, but He just removed His protection, and then they would come and attack. And then they would go back to God. And then when they go back to God, they will be saved again. So we should obey what the Holy Spirit is saying. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 says, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So when we have Christ on our side, all the strongholds, all the addictions, all the sins, we have the strength to overcome them. When we obey Christ, we can overcome all these temptations that come. Sometimes, you'll just live life, and yes, temptation will come, but you won't have the urge to do such things, you know? Like, yes, there will be times where you're tempted, and it's super hard, but when you lean on Christ, when you abide in Him, when you stay in Him, you know, you are saved from the spiritual attacks. So how do we use the word of the helmet of salvation? We meditate on the word of the Lord, as I was saying. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His word day and night. We should step in faith. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So when we step in faith is, okay, when we're children of God, we're not puppets, right? So when attacks come, when things come our way, God won't say, okay, do this, right? But we should step in faith and know that in all things, God gives us strength. Because sometimes we can't do it on our own. Sometimes when, I know there's a quote that says that when you've done all that you can and you've not really given up, but you've surrendered, that's when God takes over. So we have to step in faith and surrender to God. And He will give you peace, and He will give you understanding, and He will guard your heart and your mind. Watch what you feed your mind. It says an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So if you're not feeding your mind with the word of God, if you're not praying, if you're not having a relationship with God, you can't expect your mind to not be attacked. Because the mind is the most powerful thing that God gave us. And if we don't protect it, the enemy will have a runway. If you just give him an inch, he will take a mile. He will do the most. And you're left wondering, okay, I just tried this once. How come now it's like this? But we have to watch what we feed our mind. What are we reading? What are we watching? What are we seeing on social media? You know, because those things, they do influence us. You might say, okay, I don't really follow trends, but you'll find yourself doing it because it's what you see on a daily. But if you shield your mind with the word of God, you will be protected. Like, for instance, when you, like the tricks that are going to varsity, it's real in varsity. And you will face things, and you'll see things, and you'll be like, okay, I've been following Christ all my life. Now it's time for me to get some freedom. Because of, if we're watching varsity movies on Netflix and on whatnot, you'll see how most movies are like. And you're like, okay, let me try this. Let me slay. Let me do this, what everyone is doing, right? And when we do that, we're not protecting ourselves with the word of God. I'm not saying you should not enjoy your life. I'm saying that do it God's way. put on the character of Christ. Ephesians 4:20-24 says, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which has been corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." So, as children of God, like I said, before there was sin, so when we decide to follow God, we have to put on our new, to put off our old self, right? Like it says, Jesus has turned my life around, Jika. You turn around, you know, 180, you completely go the different way. You can't say, I give 360, is it 360? Yes, 360, sorry, 360. You turn around 360 and you live a different life. You say, okay, so I was walking this way. I've met Jesus. I'm going to stop and I'm going to walk with Jesus this way. You don't say, okay, I've received Jesus and I'm going to continue walk with Jesus doing my own thing. When you receive God as your own Savior, you surrender and He does His thing through you to give His name glory. So you're made new in the attitudes of your mind. Your mind doesn't really function the same way before. Like, you can't receive Christ and then be doing things that everyone is doing. Like, it seems fun. Like, it does. It really is fun. But the after effects are really not worth it all at the end of it. And it says, when you surrender to Christ, you're created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So you obey God, you give yourself up. It says, I give myself away so you can use me. So you give yourself to God, He takes over. And when He takes over, really, 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 like, you will see the difference. Like me, I was not this person in high school, and not like the end of high school, like beginning of high school. I just got out of primary. I was like, okay, high school is lit. I'm going to do my own thing. Grade 8, grade 9. I even had like friends, you know, who were living the life. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna do that. And then I would lie to my parents a lot of the times, like, oh, I'm going to my friend's house to study. Meanwhile, I'm not there, you know. And I'm going to see Chloe, or I'm going to church. Meanwhile, I'm not at church, you know. And I just, like, everything just seemed fun. And I wanted to be popular. Because, like, in Zim, when you're popular, you're, like, really popular over the whole country. Everyone knows you, right? Because of Facebook. At that time, Facebook was really famous. And you're like, oh, the most friends, you know, and you're trying to be cool, have a weave, and you're like, okay. At that time, having a weave was lit, you know, like, oh, have a weave, you know. And then God was like, okay. My dad was like, okay, Zim is getting tough. We're going to move to SA. And I was like, I don't want to go. You can leave me. I'll stay as a boarder. I'll stay here in Zim. I don't want to go to SA. And my dad was like, oh, yeah, no, sure, you can stay in Zim. My mom was like, mm-mm, you're not staying. And I was like, no, I want to stay. And I cried. And I was like, I want to stay. I'll even stay with my aunt. I'll stay. My mom was like, you're going. And so I came here. And then once I came here, it's like the scales on my eyes just fell. Like, I just started seeing that, okay, if I continued living the way I was living, yeah, there would be no grace here to encounter youth. Like, I would not be here, to be honest. And I noticed that it wasn't easy, you know, going back to Christ, because like from the grade 5 to 7, I was really firm in the Word of God. And then as soon as I went to Zim, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go live my life. And it wasn't easy giving it back to God. It's still not easy. Like, I know I have not 100% surrendered to Him, but I've noticed that with me walking with Him, so many things are just not interesting. They're not. Like, no shade to anyone who goes out. Nah, go out, it's fine. me, I don't find interest in going out. Like, I'll stay at home and read a novel and have some hot chocolate, and it's chilled, you know? And it's fine. But back then, it was so lame. It was so lame. You're like, I'm at home. I don't want to be at home. I'm going to lie and go out, you know? And because of that, I was doing so many wrong things. And if I look back, I'm like, I wish I didn't do that, you know? And now, like, even like temptations, I'm not even fazed. I'm just like, what is that, you know? Like, I'm not fazed, to be honest. And then people are like, are you human? I'm like, yes, I am, you know? So sometimes when you just give your life to God and decide to serve Him and just passionately love Him, you know, you just, they don't matter. These things don't matter. I used to like want to have the coolest friends, and now I'm just so happy with having 2-3 friends. Like, I can name my friends and here. Like, they're here. And I don't care. I'm just like, I used to cry. I'm like, God, this person was my best friend and they hurt me, whatnot, not, not. And I see their lives now and my life, and I'm like, okay, I see why God removed me from them. Sometimes things may not make sense, because if God loves you, you're like the apple of His eye, and He'll remove you from certain things so you can follow Him. Just obey Him, and when you obey Him, His power unlocks. So, the helmet of salvation. These three questions, in what areas of my life do I need to ask God? In what area of my life do I need to ask for the Holy Spirit's power to be like Christ today? What are the strongholds in my life that I trust God to destroy? And what is one area where I need to stop thinking my way and start thinking God's way? All right. Sorry to disturb. All right. So I'm not sure if you can see. Can't see? No. Okay, let me try to switch off the lights. Okay. So, 21 declarations in winning the battle of the mind. Number one, you restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your Spirit. You keep me in perfect peace. I have a future and a hope, you know, knowing what God's plan for you is. With God, all things are possible. The devil is the father of all lies. So if you're told negative things, they are lies. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus comes to give me life more abundantly. Like, the enemy will attack and attack and attack. And then you're left wondering, okay, I'm serving God. Why is all these things happening to me? You should know that God has a plan. He's allowing this to build your character, and that He will give you more than you ever wanted before. Joseph, everything was ripped off him. He was put into prison. But Joseph. He was put into prison. And he was put into prison. And after that, he became the second most important person in Egypt. And people had told him, people had told him, no, you know what? You won't amount to nothing. You know, we're going to sell you. You're going to become a slave. But he was the one who was now over his father, his brothers, everyone. You know, even Pharaoh was like, I give you authority over everything, you know. I am transformed by the renewal of my mind. Using the words renew your mind, feed what you feed your mind, keep watch of it. I set my mind on the Spirit where I can find life and peace. When you have the Holy Spirit in you, you find peace even in the most painful things. Like, yes, it's painful, but you're at peace. I have the mind of Christ. We were created to be like Christ. We're supposed to think like Christ. I'm not sure if it works, but people say, use the statement, what would Jesus do in a situation that's hard? You know, don't deceive yourself and lie and say, okay, Jesus would say God sorry later in the night, but, you know, what would Jesus do? I was bought at a price, therefore I glorify God in my body and in my spirit. Knowing that Jesus loves you and He brought you out of darkness, you should value yourself, value your body, value what you take into your body, you know. God gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we need breakthroughs, and Jesus gives that to us. Like for me, for instance, there are so many things that have happened to me, and Jesus was my breakthrough. Last year, when I was supposed to go to a Botswana mission, at that time, my parents did not have the money for me to go. But I just kept my faith in Christ, and I know the devil was trying to make me stay behind. And then at the end of it all, Pastor Mark funded my trip because I told him I can't pay. And he's like, okay, you can. And so when you depend on Christ, he provides. So if you want to know that something that you're doing is not Christ, is not godly, he won't provide. Like, if you want to know that what you're doing is wrong, you'll see his protection and his provision removed. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. I bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard my heart and mind through Jesus Christ. I will meditate on things that are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, and praiseworthy. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you want to do something, don't give up. Like, God will give you the strength to pull through. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God will never leave me or forsake me. I submit to God and resist the devil. One thing we have to do as children of God is just to flee from the devil and submit to God. God has called me out of darkness into the marvelous light. I love God because he first loved me. So, are we living like Christ? Are we living like Christ? Is our life reflecting Christ? It's something that you should ask yourself at the end of each day. Have I lived like Christ today? If not, how can I do that tomorrow? So, if there's anyone who needs the Holy Spirit, like a filling of the Holy Spirit today, please stand. Anyone else? No one. Okay, so could the leaders please pray for him? Because the Holy Spirit helps us. Sometimes he's our, like what we call our conscience, what tells us right from wrong, it's the Holy Spirit. And if we don't have him in us, we can't survive in life. So, yeah. And you can just outstretch your arm to him while they're praying. Is there anyone in this room who has not received Jesus at all? Okay, so since we received Jesus, we should live like Jesus. So, during the week, we're going to have daily devotions continuing on the helmet of salvation. If you're interested in digging deeper, you can put your number there and we'll add you on the group chat. Yes. Declarations. Okay, I'll send them on the group as well. So if you want them, join the group and I'll send them to you. I won't send them personally. and then next week, we are doing the Sword of the Spirit. So don't miss out. Have a good week.